الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini rejected the principle of monarchy regime that a past generation wanted to determine the destiny of the future generation. The Imam said, "What right did our ancestors have to vote for the Qajar dynasty so that Ahmad Shah, one of the Iran's Shah, should rule in our era? The destiny of every nation is in its own hand. 100 or 150 years before, there was a nation that had a destiny and certain powers, but they did not have the power to appoint a sovereign for us. What right did the nation have in that era to determine our destiny in this era?"
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Spring of Truth. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah al-Musawi. One of the point of views of Imam al-Khumayni radhwanullahi alayhi is he said in one of his speeches, "We who cry we want Islam and Islamic Republic know that it is because all have come together and that the banner which is Islamic and is for God, and they all rose as well as so for God." The revolution, the Islamic revolution, or any revolution, if it doesn't have a specific aim and doesn't have a specific goal, it will fail. And the more higher, the more divine the purpose is, the higher rate of success to this revolution. And there is no higher purpose for any revolution than to want Islam and an Islamic Republic. What made the Islamic Republic in Iran so successful and so powerful and so strong that in fact it has changed the course of history is the fact that it was done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the people came together and they wanted Islam, meaning they wanted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi
salli
ala
people want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them all. Allah, even in the Quran, he says, "Inna Allah yudafu'u 'anil ladina amanu." Allah defends and fights for those who believe. If you want to fight for Allah, Allah will surely fight for you. If you want to do things for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surely will do things for you. So when you have a nation and the whole nation was crying, "We want Islam and an Islamic revolution or Islamic republic," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to come to their help because he promised, "You want me, I'll come to you." And this is the strength of the Islamic republic. This is the strength of the Islamic revolution. It's not because of Imam Khomeini himself or because of intellectuals or westernized thinkers. No, in fact, it was the purpose that this revolution started for. It started for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People rose for Islam. People wanted the rules of Islam to apply. People wanted justice through the perspective of Islam, not the perspective of a person himself and his desires and his lust over wealth and power. Rather, they wanted to live free. They wanted to live dignified under an Islamic rule, which Imam al-Khomeini radhiyallahu anhu has brought forward. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
La ilaha